We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Dr. Jones' message is one in a series entitled Word of Truth.
Thank you very much. My friends, I want to talk to you this morning, if you can get quiet around your radio there for about 12 or 13 minutes, and just really listen. You know, the world's in a bad fix. It's in a mess. There's never been as much uncertainty as we have now. We've never had as wonderful opportunity as we have now to have prosperity. But everybody's heart's failing. They don't know what's going to happen. They're disturbed. It's all over the world. It's everywhere. Now, what's the matter? What's the explanation? What's the explanation of the fact that man has never been able to build a house of civilization that would stand? He can build one. It goes for a while, then falls down. You can always watch out where God's people are. I mean God's chosen people, the Jews. They are back in Palestine. They have a government down there. And God Almighty is moving down towards the Mediterranean. Now, it's in the Bible about Russia, the great north country up there. It's a terrible picture there. Now, my own private opinion is, well, now I could be mistaken, but as far as the Bible is concerned, as far as I understand it, and what the great Bible scholars have told me, Russia is not going to rule the world. Now, wait a minute. Don't feel too confident about what I'm saying. Russia may dominate for a while, but Russia is going to be destroyed, according to prophecy. There's an army that's coming down out of the north country, out of Russia, down towards Palestine. At the close of this age, and they'll be destroyed on the border of Palestine when God's people are back in the land. Now, great things are taking place. The man who doesn't know something about prophecy cannot understand any world movement. Don't misunderstand me now. There are details about which a man may be mistaken. You have to be awfully guarded. Don't be too dogmatic. But the general drift of the thing is in line with prophecy. That's Russia, the north country. When we used to read about that years ago, I couldn't understand how Russia would ever shake off her ice and snow. We couldn't understand that. And yet all down there's a north country, north country, north country. I remember the first time I was in Palestine. I was driving down from Damascus to Jerusalem. And I told a man who was writing a book, I said that someday the Jews will be back here and so forth and so on. And this man said to me, oh, that couldn't be. You think they'd leave New York and Berlin and all these places? Well, they have. Don't mean all of them have gone. But they're back there with the government. Now, let me tell you something. You better read your Bible and you better get back there and see something about prophecy. Don't be too dogmatic because you might be mistaken about some of your interpretations, see. But you can tell the general drift of things. All right. Now, around Rome is going to be the Federation, according to these great Bible scholars. I don't claim to be a great authority myself. There's going to be a Northern Federation. Now, you can keep your eyes on the Mediterranean and keep your eyes on Palestine. I don't know what's going to happen before that. There may be many things before that. I don't know about that. But if you don't get back to your Bible, you're going to get in trouble. Now, you notice carefully. You go back to the book of Genesis and you read about the fall of man. The first thing the devil did was to trap Adam and Eve by asking the question, has God said? Has God said that? Now that's the question the devil asked him. Has God said that? Today the world's asking, well, what do I think about it? What do you think about it? You don't know anything about it. I don't know anything about it. But if God says it, you can take it for face value. What did God say? Now, today, you've got religious liberals in schools and colleges and pulpits in this country. And they no longer, as a whole, come out and say, this is what the Bible says, and whatever the Bible says is so. The issue today is not some one denominational doctrine. The issue today is not baptism. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying against baptism. I was baptized in a country creek after being converted to Methodist altar. So don't say anything about that. Don't get the wrong slant. But you know, sometimes something like that gets to be the big thing. And something that's not essential becomes a big thing. And people get talking about that. Then something else comes along. The security of the believer is not the big thing today. Whether you can lose it or whether you can't lose it. Personally, I never did want to lose mine. I've done wrong, but I never want to lose my salvation since I've been saved. But that's not the issue. For the issue today is the Word of God. Now, back there in the Garden of Eden, that was the issue. God told Adam and Eve certain things definitely and clearly. What an equation about what God told Adam and Eve. And it was perfectly clear to them. They understood it and lived up to it. Till one day the devil came along and said, "Has God said it?" He questioned whether God had said it, and they said, "Yes, he said it." But the way they answer that question, "Yes, you can't even touch the tree." He didn't say that. God said, "You mustn't eat the fruit." See? He didn't say that. And even Adam walked and said, "Don't touch that tree now." They begin to rebel against authority. Rebellion against the Word of God, see? All right. Now, he came to the Garden of Eden, and he slandered God. See? He said, "God knows better. God knows better than that." Yes. God just doesn't want you to eat it, see? He got an envoy. Why can't you live your own life? That's the idea. You hear it today, don't you? Who's got a right to restrict me? Well, who gives you the air to breathe? The eyesight, and who keeps your heart pumping? Who gives you what you have? Who sends the sunshine? Who sends the rain? I'd have asked him, who's got a right to tell me? I got to listen to the Bible? Got to pay attention to that? That's the spirit of the age. That's the spirit at the end of the Garden of Eden. Devil said, "That fruit looks good, tastes good. You'll be wise. What are you going to know about sin if you don't go ahead and do it? You got to make an experiment. You got a right to get out on your own." Right? Yeah. No, you haven't. You haven't any right to get out on your own unless you're willing to take the consequences. And you haven't got a right to get out on your own except as God permits you to get on you or directs you to get on you. All right? Now, the devil slandered God in the Garden of Eden. Said, "God knows better. He's got an end for you." Right? And he don't want you to be like him. He don't want anybody in his class. Oh, how mean it is. You almost get the same language today. Now, some time ago, I said that certain type of evangelism in this country is unscriptural. Same Bible position of hell all the time. But what did they say? Well, they couldn't answer the Bible position. So we turn around and say, "Well, he's just jealous." Isn't that nice? Yeah. What's an old man jealous of? What right have I to be jealous? I've had the longest evangelistic ministry of any man ever lived in America. God led me to found the largest independent school this country ever knew. We've got students here from all over the world. God's prospered the school in material way and every other way. But see, the devil always is a liar and the father of lies. So he said, "God's jealous. He don't want you to be like him." Say, listen just a minute. When you're slandered by the devil, it's a compliment. That's all the devil knows. He's a liar and the father of lies. And there's a personal devil just the same as a personal God. No question about the devil being a person. He's a personal devil. All right. The devil presented himself in the presence of God. God said, "You've seen my servant Job now, then." There's nobody like him in all the world. And what does he do? Well, the devil turns around and slanders Job to God. He said, "You pay him? Of course he'd work for you. Who wouldn't?" Yeah. He's preaching for money. That's nice. Isn't that sound like curtly to you, doesn't it? Yeah, you just think Job loves you. It's true to you. Nobody like him, you think. But he's working for money. You've taken good care of him. You hedged him about. You protect him. And now you just try. Just find out about things. Let's see what kind of a man he is. Let's test him. Let's see. We can't break down. God said, "All right. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll show you that I can build a man whose character won't break under pressure." Job was God's man to represent God and to show the sufficiency of God that the man could stand the test. God never permits any man to be subjected to a test without supplying the grace that's necessary to meet the test. You always figure that. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but with the temptation will provide a way of escape. That's God. He does that for you. All right? The devil slandered God to Adam and Eve, and he slanders Job to God. That's his method. He's a liar. He's a slanderer. He's a defamer. And all down the years, from the time that happened in the Garden of Eden till now, the devil has gone up and down the world slandering people. He always slandered good people. He said, "You think Job serves you for naught? He's preaching for money, isn't he?" Certainly you've taken good care of him. Who wouldn't? Yeah. That's the way they go. The very language that men use today is a language that the devil put on the lips of men in the Old Testament. The very words they're using. So there is a devil. And if you don't recognize it, you're gone. And if you're ignorant of his devices, he'll trap you. You better watch out. The devil is manifesting power in this world today more subtle and dangerous than ever before. The world faces today the greatest peril it's ever faced. The darkest days are just ahead of us unless God Almighty intervenes. Dark days. There's Palestine, the back there in that country, there's Iraq. There's all that territory down there that's been sleeping on the dust of the ages, that's shaking off the dust. All right, Rome will not be the permanent center of the world. Jerusalem will be the center. Rome may be the center for a while. Some other country may be the center. But Jerusalem will be the world center. That will be the center of this world. Someday Jesus Christ is coming back and sit on the throne of David and reign over this world in righteousness. The same Jesus who went to heaven will be back. And he's going to judge the nations of the world. And we may be nearer there than some people think. Now, before that takes place, as I understand the Scripture, Jesus Christ will come out of there and the dead in Christ will be raised, those that died in Christ. And living saved people will be caught up to meet the Lord there, and so shall we be with the Lord. And there's to be a period of tribulation in this world that some Bible scholars think runs for 7 years, and some say it'll be in the midst of that period, and run 3.5 years, of tribulation the like of which the world ever knew. Then Jesus Christ is coming back to Jerusalem and sit down. He's going to judge the nations of the world. And he's going to sit down on the throne of David, restored, and reign on this earth for 1,000 years. Somebody said, I don't believe it's a millennium. It's not mentioned once in the Bible. It's mentioned over and over in the Bible. In the book of Revelation is the only time it tells you it lasts 1,000 years. Now, let me tell you something. This world doesn't have anything for you Christian people. Your citizenship's in heaven. You're to be a good citizen and to render to Rome the things of Rome and to God the things of God, to be true to your country. And you don't have to worry about these Orthodox Bible-believing Christians. They're not radicals. They're going to stand. They'll stand the test. They're not going off to any tangent. You never get this good old-time Orthodox crowd in jail for being disloyal to their country. They render to Caesar the things of Caesar, to God the things of God. Now, men and women think these things over. We're not talking wild, radical stuff to you. We're talking to you what the great Bible teacher of the world, like Scofield and Campbell Morgan and W.J. Erdman, and Spurgeon and the great men of the world believed, and they all were laughed at. And now things are moving that way, just along the line of the Word of God. And if you're not right with him, you better get right with him. Dark days are coming. You better get right with him. Our Father, help us to trust you, to be faithful to you, true to you, and keep Bob Jones University, Lord, and true. Until Jesus comes, we pray in his name. Amen.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. God has a special place of service for each of us, and we're prepared at Bob Jones University to help you get ready for your special place. We maintain the best facilities available in Christian education. Call 1-800-BJ-AND-ME. Get the details for seeing BJU on videotape. In South Carolina, call 242-5100. Listen again next week for The Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.